Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. All right, and we want to make an announcement. Please visit our website, howpsychic.com, for all of your private reading needs. That is howpsychic.com. All right, and if you're calling into today's show, please don't forget to push the number one on your touch tone phone, as this will alert us that you have a question and your hand raised in the queue to have your question answered live and on air here on Psychic Talk Radio. All right, we have a caller right now, so we're going to go ahead and take our first few callers here. This is caller by area code, let's see here, yes, 305. Hello, caller by area code 305. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Eileen, and I'm in Washington, D.C.
Yes, hello, Eileen, and how can I help you?
I recently sold my house. I mean, last week was the closing, and everything was perfect, and the buyer is going to be living temporarily in and out of his other house and in my house, you know, across the yard. I was just wondering what you saw down the road, and my husband lives in another state, and he works up here, and I'm visiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know what your feelings were in the direction. My life, I'm starting a whole new life is what I feel, which I'm really looking forward to.
You know what,
really,
and I feel that you're on the right track with that thus far. But you need to be somewhat cautious about the arrangements that are happening here as far as where the new homeowner or the new person that's going to own this home is going to be and where you are. It's sort of, you need to be cautious. That's the only thing that I get here in messaging. But you are on the right track, okay?
Okay, good, because I just released that whole thing in the past. I don't want to have anything to do with that property. And my friends are surrounding me, and, you know, everything is great. I'm going forward with my work and with my career, and
okay,
I'm not
good.
Anticipating or looking for anything regarding this person. I just wanted to reiterate that I'm just feeling really alive again.
Well, wonderful,
so I have boundaries.
Wonderful, but let me ask you, I'm feeling there was a lot of commotion over the property, obviously, but I also feel there is energetic stuff surrounding the property. It feels almost as if the property had a possession all on its own, or the property pretty much possesses people's lives, and this has been a cycle that's gone on for, you know, some time now.
The property was constructed as a remodel by my husband and I, and it was done not 100% correctly, so they had leaks for 25 years, which the new owner has trillions of dollars.
Oh, there you go.
He's going to fix it all up and repair the whole thing and make it brand new and love it, and I'm so happy that he came in. I called him in 3 months. He showed up in 1 month, and I sold the property in a month. So it just was taken right out of my hands, and all the angels
everything
were there pulling
signed,
it all together.
Everything signed, everything documented. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And all the money's in my account.
Wonderful.
So it's over. Yep.
All right. Well, you have a great one. Thank you for calling in, and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oops. Wrong button there. All right, bear with me, caller. I see you right here. We will bring you back on, or we will bring you on momentarily. Here we go. All right, this is caller by area code 916. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 916. First three digits are 206. You are live and on air. Hello, caller by 916. All right, looks like we're having some difficulties here. If you would like your question answered, please call back in. Hang up the phone and redial the number so you can come back into the queue. Hopefully that refreshes you here and we're able to bring you on air when you're ready. Now, in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and listen to some music from the CD we like to play here on Psychic Talk Radio. This is the Oneness CD by the artist Zarina. This is going to be track number... Oh, hold on. Here we go. Looks like we may have a caller here. And let's see. I think this might be my co-host. All right. One moment, everyone, please.
Hey.
Okay, here we go. And hello there, Lowy. How you doing today?
I'm just listening in my lunch break on my way into work.
Okay, cool.
You have any callers?
We have one, but I tried to bring them on already, and they were kind of blank. So I'm going to play some music. I told them if they want, they can hang up and call back in. And we're going to go from there.
Can I ask my question?
Yeah.
How did my meeting go today, this morning with Mark?
How did your meeting go?
Yeah, I wanted you to see how it went. Like, what was his perception? Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Did he like me? Did he, you know?
Perception was good. I don't see anything bad here.
We are going.
No, it looks good. It looks like it went well.
It did. He actually, we agreed on 41 months instead of 5 years. I just sent him the contract again. So we didn't sign this morning. He actually offered, he goes, you're very persistent. He goes, I must say, I've never seen anybody this persistent. My sales guys are not persistent. He goes, on top of that, you're brutal. I said, oh, that's a good thing or a bad thing. He was like, if he didn't stay on top of me, he goes, I would have forgotten about this. I was like, I know. And he offered me a job.
Cool. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So do you see the contract coming back today?
Well, now you know we only give out one question per caller.
I'm the co-host. I am the co-host.
You know I got a pool with you. Of course I see it coming back today.
Okay.
You there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Alrighty.
No, not yet. So I'm going to play some music here, and we'll wait for some more callers.
Okay. I might have to hang up, but I want to stay on the line until you get another caller.
Okay. All right, we're now going to be listening to Oneness CD. This is by the artist Zarina, and this is track number 3, entitled The Angel's Smile. Thank you. All right, here, and it looks like we have that caller came right back in now. This is caller by area code 916. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Diana. I'm calling from Sacramento. And my question is about I'm supposed to be working in the spiritual business with the person I met at a meetup. Is that really going to happen? Or
okay. Let's see here. Well, you know, for one, I do feel you having a spiritual business, and I see you doing well with it. Now, I feel also that, you know, you may have the involvement of this other individual. It does look like it is supposed to happen, but don't depend upon that either. There's other ways to do this, other ways to get it started, and some ways you don't even need a dime, okay, to be honest. You just need time. So try and get yourself out there. It looks like, you know, this is something that's going to really succeed for you, okay?
Do you read cards? Are angels talking to you, or how do you read?
I am a clairsentient, okay? I see clairvoyantly, I hear clairaudiently, okay? And I am also an empath and medium.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've never spoken to you before, so I should probably call you again then, because, you know, it's hard to find somebody that has all those talents. I don't have a computer. My computer was stolen. So I don't know what even, you know, I just wrote a bunch of numbers down when I was at the library, and that's how I got your number. So I don't even know the show and everything. So what's the name of your show?
The name of the show is HowPsychic.com.
How,
H-O-W? Yep, How, H-O-W,
okay.
Psychic,
okay.
.com. And all you've got to do is, you know, check that out. You'll find the numbers to contact me from there, okay?
Okay, the next time I get to the library, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Lily, you still there?
Me?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I guess our co-host has dropped off here. So we're going to just go ahead and mute that out. She may have gone back into the office. Now, all right, we want to thank everyone for calling and listening into today's show. Please don't forget to check out our website at HowPsychic.com. And for those of you that don't have internet access but would like to call and reach out to get your private readings, use the phone number 443-319-3366. This is the phone number for private readings. If you use it, you will be able to get a hold of me, Reverend Adam Lee. That's once more, 443-319-3366. And the website address was howpsychic.com. Always have a lot of great specials going on over there. And like always, we try and really Walmart the industry when it comes to spiritual advice, help, you name it. So, yes, check it out. In the meantime, now we're going to go ahead and listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness once more. This is going to be track number one, this time entitled Shriram. All right, and it looks like we have another caller here. This is going to be caller by area code 818, and bringing you on momentarily. Okay, and it looks like you're on, so please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Adam, Diane here from California. And
Hello, Diane.
Hi, I always enjoy you so much. And it's still early. It's morning here in Pacific time. You know, I love listening to your show. If I could ask a question, I would like to know if I feel like it's in regards to relationships. Will there be someone new coming in? Is the old over?
Okay. Let's see here. You know, it really feels as if you have cleared out the old energy, and the new energy will be finally arriving in. The message I get now is luck is back on your side.
Oh, wow. That's
going to be pretty good for you.
That is so nice to hear. I mean, seriously. Oh, if that didn't make me beep ear to ear. And I guess that's pretty defined, and that's powerful. Look at that. How many words was that? And that just said it all.
Mm-hmm.
Less is more, right?
Well, sometimes less is more. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Let me tell you what else I'm seeing here, okay?
Okay.
How long have you struggled financially? How long have you honestly not been able to make this? Because it looks like financially things are hot again for you as well. They're going to get much, much better. And this is only in the next few weeks that I feel it's going to take for you to get to a more stable place. Okay, a place where you can be more comfortable, something that you don't have to be so dependent upon what's happening or coming in next. It looks to me that, let's see here, yes, you are going to have, obviously, responsibility to take care of yourself and responsibility to have income, but I feel that you will finally be able to rest a little bit here because you're not going to have such a burden for very long.
How cool is that? Because if you were to ask me my second question, it would have been about my career and income. And again, you picked that. You're absolutely the best reverend. You're so qualified. I love the shows. I really resonate to you. You get it. At least you get me easy.
Thank you.
Hey, Adam. I love that. You made me so happy. Honest to God, and I'm sure you're saying it like you see it, which I'm going to believe every second that's how it is.
Well, you know, the law of manifestation tells us, hon, that we have to release the fear and believe that we can make it. We have to believe that we can manifest what it is we want.
Oh, I agree. You know, I just want to say I sell real estate. And within the last 2 days, I just got not one but two new listings. That's pretty great. So, and for a while, it was like, it wasn't as easy as that, as these two. So I'm feeling really confident, just like what you said, within the next couple of weeks, and they sell quick. And
well, you know, honey, if you're in real estate is getting back to where it was at before we went into this whole financial scare in the U.S., okay?
You're talking to me. I get it. Multiple offers, that's all I see. Everything goes into multiple offers and over-asking. That's exactly what's going on in Southern California, right here.
It's what's going on in Florida, according to my intel from some friends and clientele. And I'm not sure where the other states are in this aspect, but I do know that based upon the variety of clientele I have and people that I talk to from all over the U.S. and all over the world, This is definitely something that's coming back now, and we're not going to see as much difficulty in the real estate market as we have for the past few years. It's definitely improving.
And that's
I suggest,
You're right. My issue was I was one of those that was hit also, so it was a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And now,
oh, yeah.
like you said, it's changing. Okay, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, sweetie. Well, I suggest you go over to the website and have a private reading. It feels like we could do very well with one of those, okay?
Thanks, Adam. You're the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and we have another caller here, and we want to send out blessings to everyone that has called in and listened to today's show so far. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. Our next caller for today is area code 601. Hold on one moment. All right. Yes, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
This is Karen. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Yes, hello, Karen in Mississippi, and how can I help you?
This is Tara, T-A-R-A. My question is, Tara. I'm wanting to make...
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I had a question my question was, I'm thinking about moving before this year is over. Do you see that happening? And will I find a place before I go back?
Yes, a move is in your future, okay? It does fall within this year. I don't have the exact timeline here, so I'm going to let you fill in those blanks right now because the timeline on the actual move is a bit vague. It doesn't feel to be very far off, but it doesn't feel to be tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it will happen before the year is up.
Yes, it definitely will, hon. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
am I going to be getting...
let me ask you here, because we only really do one question per caller, and I'm kind of feeling some energy here for you, okay? So just bear with me, but let me touch bases on your love life, because... Sweetie, it looks like you have some... okay, let me put it this way. You...
Uh-huh.
have a love life where you've had opportunity for success. You've had
mm-hmm.
things to where you could have a love life within itself, but it looks like the quality of the individuals that have been coming into your life have been lacking, okay? Now, who do you currently have in your life? Because I'm feeling you still have someone in your life here.
Well, there's someone I'm interested in right now, but I'm not sure if they are, so I just kind of backed off a little bit.
mm-hmm. May I have their first name only, please?
Kayla.
Kayla? Okay, I think you've asked me about her before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it does look, honey, this is a reaffirmation for you. Okay. It looks like, you know, there is some attraction there. There is some connection there. And, you know, just let it ride right now. Make a move if you feel the necessity to do so. But I'm telling you, with a little luck on your side right now in your love life, you're going to do okay.
Okay. Back to the moving. When I do find this place... Am I going to be able to get it by myself, or am I going to have a roommate?
Okay, sweetie. Well, I'm going to have to cut you off there, okay? Because we're only doing one question per caller, as I stated previously. What I will tell you is that the move will go well, and you will be happy with the results, okay?
Okay. That's great. That's what I needed to know.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, and for those of you that would like to call in and have your question answered live and on air, you may do so with the phone number 619 1-800-789-6807. All right, and for those of you that are still listening, we're going to go ahead and listen to a mantra. This mantra is from India. This is for the Hindu deity Ganesha. And this mantra is said to help one remove obstacles from their lives. So listening and repeating this mantra or singing along with it will help you remove obstacles from your success and your life. And will achieve all that it is within you to achieve. All right, this is Om Gana Ganapate Namaha.
Om Ganapate Namaha. Om Ganapate Namaha. Om Ganapate Namaha.
And once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Well, we want to wish you a happy day in your life today. And if it's early morning for you, well, just the better and more to you. And you know what? If it is nighttime for you, we want to wish you well as well. But we want to wish everyone out there namaste today. And we're going to go ahead now and end the show. So have a great day. And please don't forget to tune in for our shows on Saturday that are at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, everyone, namaste, love, light, and goodbye.